Tuesday, April 16th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. The Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our midday hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now, the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. Lord, how I love your law, it is ever in my mind. Your command makes me wiser than my foes, for it is mine forever. I have more insight than all who teach me, for I ponder your will. I have more understanding than the old, for I keep your precepts. I turn my feet from evil paths to obey your word. I have not turned away from your decrees. You yourself have taught me. Your promise is sweeter to my taste than honey in the mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. I hate the ways of falsehood. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, make us so love you, your law, Father, as to ponder it continually in our hearts. May it bear fruit in works acceptable to you. Psalm 74. Why, O God, have you cast us off forever? Why blaze with anger against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your people whom you chose long ago, the tribe you redeemed to be your own possession, the mountains of Zion where you made your dwelling. Turn your steps to those places that are utterly ruined. The enemy has laid waste the whole of the sanctuary. Your foes have made uproar in your house of prayer. They have set up their emblems, their foreign emblems, high above the entrance to the sanctuary. Their axes have battered the wood of its doors. They have struck together with hatchet and pickaxe. O God, they have set your sanctuary on fire. They have razed and profaned the place where you dwell. They said in their hearts, let us utterly crush them. Let us burn every shrine of God in their land. There is no sign from God, nor have we a prophet. We have no one to tell us how long it will last. O long, how God is the enemy to scoff, is the foe to insult your name forever. Why, O Lord, do you hold back your hand? Why do you keep your right hand hidden? Yet God is our King from time past, the giver of help through all the land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuing Psalm 74. It was you who divided the sea by your might, who shattered the heads of the monsters in the sea. It was you who crushed Leviathan's heads and gave him as food to the untamed beasts. It was you who opened springs and torrents. It was you who dried up ever-flowing rivers. Yours is the day and yours is the night. It was you who appointed the light and the sun. It was you who fixed the bounds of the earth, who made both summer and winter. Remember this, Lord, and see the enemy scoffing. A senseless people insults your name. Do not give Israel your dove to the hawk, nor forget the life of your poor ones forever. Remember your covenant. Every cave in the land is a place where violence makes its home. Do not let the oppressed return disappointed. Let the poor and the needy bless your name. Arise, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how the senseless revile you all the day. Do not forget the clamor of your foes, the daily increasing uproar of your foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, our faithful God, you permitted the temple of the old covenant to be destroyed and your peoples to be persecuted by unbelievers. Do not forget the new covenant sealed with the blood of your Son. Make the church your spiritual house and make us living stones, built upon Christ so that a full and true temple may be founded at last. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this midday is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. You are now saved by a baptismal bath. This baptism is no removal of physical stain, but the pledge to God of an irreproachable conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand. In the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, you open the kingdom of heaven to those born again by water and the Spirit. Increase your gift of love in us. May all who have been freed from sin and baptism receive all that you have promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.